The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
If you're looking for something to do over Paddy's weekend, would you be tempted by a ticket to a nightclub that costs 100 euros plus fees? If your answer to that question was yes, then Dicey's Garden on Harcourt Street in Dublin is the place for you. The tickets for the club on Friday only cost a tenner. The ones on Sunday only cost a fiver. So why is Saturday night so expensive and who is actually buying these tickets? I'm joined now by columnist Jane Cowan and TUD Students Union ENTS officer Prince Aguele to discuss. Guys, I'm going to come to you first of all. Jane, I was stunned. Who would pay 100 quid to go into Dicey's? I'm not knocking it as a club, but it's such a lot of money.
It's absolutely absurd. Like, I'm assuming it's only the tourists that are in Dublin for the weekend that are forking out 100 quid for that, because you couldn't really, you'd have to pay me that much to not go.
Dicey's are saying that they had tickets for 50 quid and for 75 quid and they've already sold out, so the last ones available are the 100 quid
Absolutely.
Tickets. So
it's popular, like people are
the
buying
impression
them.
That we're getting is that somebody has paid 50 quid to get in and other people have paid 75.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely nuts. I'd be paying 100 quid not to go back. Like, I haven't been there in a few years, but it's just wild. I think you'd have to be not very familiar with Dublin's night scene to think that it's normal to pay 100 euro for at a club entry on a Saturday like that.
And do you reckon, therefore, what we are looking at is tourists? We're looking at people in Dublin for Paddy's weekend. They've already spent a load of money maybe to get here, and 100 quid might seem like value to have assurance that you're going to get in somewhere, and somewhere really exciting as maybe they think it's going to be.
Yes, if you're not too familiar. Like, to me, as a student, Dicey's is known for €2.50 drinks on a Tuesday night. Like, it's usually a sort of cheap night out, and people aren't going there for a super high quality experience. So I think, yeah, 100 euro for tourists and they hopefully won't have to queue for too long and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Prince, can I bring you in? Because what Jane said was my understanding of Dicey's too, because I one of my kids is in first year in college. Him and his friends, they do go to Dicey's during the week. But this, €2.50 for a pint, you can see why they go. 100 quid for an entrance fee is madly different. I'm just wondering, like, from your perspective, would students say, well, that's just great, we support you all year round, we're there Monday to Friday, you know, most of the year, and now we're completely priced out of our local club on the weekend for tourists?
I feel like it's like a big betrayal to students who view the hype for Dicey's, because they've supported Dicey's every day, every week, and then you turn around and put a price on a ticket for 100 euros, you're definitely outpricing the students.
Yeah.
You're taking the fun out of the weekly lives in Dublin. So there's not much left for them to do anyways. So it is a big betrayal for
and
students.
Is it fair to presume that students, I know you're in TCD, but I'm sure it's the same all the colleges in Dublin, that for students, 100 quid as an entrance fee, is that just, that's just not a runner?
Nah, it's not a runner, definitely. It's what's the right word to use? It's like the biggest form of capitalism, actually. Like, that's what it is to me.
Yeah. Because, I mean, it's huge money. But that's very interesting then, what you're saying is that, yeah, you guys are there all year round. And now on a night out that you might like to also go and have a big night out on Paddy's sort of Saturday night, but you won't be going there.
Yeah, that's what it is to me.
And where does that leave you? Like... Prince, where can students go that's affordable at the weekends in Dublin?
No one comes to buy it eventually, because generally Dublin is very expensive, but still it's not as expensive as 100 euro for a night. I can give you a quote, like Bingo Local, as established as Bingo Local is, the highest Bingo Local we charge for a ticket is 35 euros. And that's because it's Bingo Local.
Okay. And that's entertainment and all that.
Yeah,
that's actually a
yeah, you're getting a lot. Yeah, there's a lot going on in there. But 100 euros and there's no free drink. Because I went through...
I have a job and I wouldn't pay 100 euros to
exactly.
get into somewhere. It's just a mad amount of money. And Jane, let me bring you back in. What would you say? Like, where is... you know, we keep hearing about the nightlife of Dublin shrinking and closing down, and there's been protests about protecting clubs on Georgia Street and all of that. Where can, you know... Gen Zs, who obviously, because they're only starting out maybe in terms of careers or are still studying, where can they go?
I think on the weekends, it's generally bars. People really try to avoid the sort of entrance fees and things like that if they can. Also, like the college bar on a Friday night, things like that, tends to be a little bit cheaper. So that would be quite popular. Basically, it's just wherever they can maximise their cash.
Yeah. Our reporter, Megan O'Halloran, did take to the streets to ask people, will they be going to Dicey's this weekend? Have a listen to what she was told.
We'll be going to Dicey's in a little bit.
Oh, are you? Dicey's tomorrow night, it's €100 to get in. Would you pay €100?
We already paid it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I paid it back in January.
And is it that good that it's
I don't
worth-
know, everyone...
We've never been.
We have never been. We're trying it out.
So hopefully it does.
We're studying abroad, so we're like, why not give it a try?
Definitely not, especially if it was Dicey's. Yeah. I would not be paying that.
What would your cutoff be for getting in?
Like, honestly, like 20.
Yeah.
I feel like you can go to, like, your local pub and have more fun. Like,
do you think that's kind of why the nightclub scene is dying out a bit here?
Yeah, honestly, probably. Just, like, by the time you actually, like, get there and you have to, like, pay in and then, like, drinks there are so expensive as well. It's kind of like... I feel like it's rarely worth it.
Yeah.
What? €100, yeah.
I didn't know that.
I think you'd have to pay most people to go to Dicey's, to be honest.
You would nowadays, it's
not worth a lot of quid anyway.
Will you be going to any clubs this weekend, or is it more a pub scene?
Yeah, a few casual pub ones,
I think the tickets are kind of too expensive, and the drinks are too expensive to get tickets and drinks. Pubs are kind of
They label them as like €2, and then they do like it's like €8 for it's just like, a drink. It's like some sort of trick or something going on.
They say €2 drinks, but it's like €2 like of some random shot that no one's ever heard of.
Would anyone be willing to pay €100 to get into a nightclub?
No. Max €20.
Okay.
If they would give me a free drink. No, not a free drink, an included drink, so I'm paying €20. I'm okay with that. Yeah. Otherwise, no.
Well, that we found out now. That's who's going. American tourists. They booked their tickets back in January. It just seems bonkers. Loads of people are texting. Someone says, what club would ever charge that? I don't understand. I thought clubs were in trouble. And someone else says, this is why people stay away from clubs. Pub is free entry and good atmosphere. There's a grain of truth in that, Jane, isn't there?
Absolutely.
This is not just an entrance fee. This is a barrier to entrance.
Yeah. No, it's totally excluding people from that establishment.
We did invite Dicey's on, I should point that out, and to explain their kind of policy and why they... I guess they think if people are willing to pay it, they're willing to charge it.
Yeah, of course. Like, you know, the tickets are selling.
Yeah.
It's no surprise.
Can I ask you lastly, Prince, are people in college talking about this, or they just don't care?
Generally, for parties weekend, students don't really... involved themselves much, because like she said, parties is for tourists, and that's why Dicey's are doing what they're doing. They're preying on the tourists who are going to be in Dublin that period.
Probably a lot of students are going home for the weekend too, I would imagine. Listen, guys, thank you both very much for coming in and talking to us. That is Jane Cowan, their columnist, and Prince Aguele, who is the Trinity Students Union ENTS officer. Let us know what you think, because I was kind of going, who is paying this money? But we clearly heard from three American tourists that's who. So is Dublin more about gearing up for tourists this weekend than actually locals? Or is that always the way? Let us know. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.